This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
One of the things that has to change is moving from a fundraising model to a waqf or an endowment model. So right now, the status quo is you've got a handful, half dozen to a dozen big donors in a community. And they're the ones who write the checks every year at the Ramadan fundraiser in the middle of Tarawih that keep the community going. And as long as that's the model, then you're essentially captive to their vision of what the mosque is going to be. That if they decide that you're doing something that they don't like, and it might have nothing to do with Islam or it might not be valid whatsoever, but they can pull the plug at any time and you don't have any ability to push back against that. And they're the ones who, like we said, there's no double-blind donations. Everybody knows that they're the people who are writing the checks. And so people are going to fall over themselves to satisfy those things, even if they're not in the best interest of the community. So one of the ways to do it, we talked about a double-blind donation scheme. Another way is moving to an endowment model, which a lot of mosques now have learned or have learned of, that is becoming more popular, where your operational expenses are not tied up to donations that are happening, that they are taken care of through the usufruct or through the profit that is being made from some sort of asset that's owned by the mosque in collective. So that's, I think, a really, really important financial technology that, honestly, the Muslim world used for over 1,000 years, for 1,400 years, in order to do what governments do today. Before, there were these sorts of governments didn't used to pave roads, they didn't used to fund hospitals, they didn't used to take care of the orphans or the mentally ill or these sorts of things. This is all taken care of by the endowments in the Muslim lands. So much so that when the European colonizers came to the Muslim lands, they realized that they had to dismantle the system if they wanted to conquer the Muslims, and that's exactly what they did. So we have the ability to resurrect this model in the United States, and it's actually a key component to getting a little bit of a buffer between who's putting in the money and who's able to call the shots and chart the course for the empowerment and the direction of the Muslim community. That way, if you have a rental property, you're collecting rents, you know, whatever you have your profit that you're making off of it, you put back into the asset what you need to maintain it. You're not going to be a slumlord, right? But whatever's left over is going to be dedicated towards something. Now, it could be the imam's salary. I know of a lot of imams that it's embarrassing. I know an imam who had his salary written on like a whiteboard up in the musalla, and like that's there for everybody to see. And when they fundraise, like, and the imam is supposed to fundraise, it's as if he's begging for his own salary. That's not uncommon. Okay, so think about what you're doing to your religious leader and what messages you're sending and how emasculating and infantilizing that sort of is and how undignified that is. As opposed to, we know that this is coming from here, and this is something that our operational expenses, I think the goal for every mosque is that our operational expenses should be covered by the endowment. So that when you're fundraising, you're funding for capital projects. We want a new gym. We want this. We want that. People would love to give their money to that because they know that the electricity bill and the water bill and the normal things that are always going to be expenses are being handled already. Then you can grow as a community. But as long as we are, every mosque is passing around the hat just to keep the lights on and pay the imam, and you're not even really paying the imam that much, we can't really expect to take off like that as a community.